Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. This is Kitchen Politics 123 for Monday, September 5th, 2021, 22. I'm David Franklin, New Mexico.
Hi, everyone. I hope everyone had a beautiful Labor Day. It was cloudy here today all weekend, but it didn't rain, so it was a nice day. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan, and I hope everyone is doing well.
Yes, we'd love to hear from everybody. Thanks for sharing on social media. We're at facebook.com/KitchenPolitics123. Former President Donald Trump is not above the law. The FBI raided his estate and confiscated boxes full of highly classified documents he stole after leaving the White House. The more he speaks, the more trouble he gets into. The Department of Justice is diligently doing their investigation, as well as New York prosecutor, on his failure to pay federal income taxes. The end is in sight, and Trump is in serious trouble. His lawyers and associates are sweating bullets as his time is running out for him. What are your thoughts on the high possibility that Trump and his associates will have their reckoning, their day of reckoning? The world has been waiting for this day. It is almost here. What will it mean for America and the 2022 and 2024 elections? How do you like the Soul of a Nation primetime speech by President Joe Biden in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? Call us at 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for subscribing, liking, sharing, and commenting on Facebook page. This is Kitchen Politics 123. With Dave Franklin and Laura Picarella. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, first thing on agenda, that Biden speech was excellent. It was brilliant.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden is finally showing his stripes, and I've been so proud of him.
Yes, yes. And I have a three-minute clip here to play the different highlights of his speech in Philadelphia.
Okay.
It was on September 1st, and here it is.
Okay. And democracy are under assault. Do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans.
So the media wants to have a spin. Half of the Republican Party or half of the voters in America, 50% of America, is MAGA Republicans, which is not the case. It's about 10%.
No.
And 10%
yes.
is a lot. You know, so, yeah, and CNN doing a disservice by hiring that guy who took over from Zucker. Zucker was ousted out because he had a relationship with an underling, and
mm-hmm.
he got out, and big MAGA supporter who supported Donald Trump and gave this political action committee. The name of the political action committee, coming back to me, it is, oh Lord.
It's called
Save
America Pact.
Yeah, the Save America Pact. That's a political action
mm-hmm.
committee. And
mm-hmm.
instead of saying, going and saying, okay, we're CNN, we want to be neutral in all this, but we'll have to call out Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is doing a disservice to the nation by his fascistic behavior and attitude. And what he's doing is dangerous to democracies, inciting riots and violence. So too is Lindsey Graham and a MAGA Republican. You know, so him going on this guy Malone, John Malone, going on a tour of apology, it's disgraceful and unacceptable. And, I mean, they're trying to be Fox Light. What do you think about that?
Well, there's a lot going on with CNN right now. It's changing. And it's just now starting to, we're just now starting to pay attention to it, actually. What happened was, is that John Malone, who you mentioned, yes, he is a Trump supporter. He is also an American billionaire. He's a businessman. He's a landowner. He's a philanthropist. And he was the CEO of telecommunications, a cable and media giant, for 24 years, from 1973 to 1996. He is... and also the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery. Warner Brothers Discovery is the new owner of CNN and wants it overhauled. And John Malone is an investor and sits on the board. And he said recently that the U.S. needs another Fox News or something like it, because otherwise everything is leftist. And also there is a new CEO at CNN. He was hired on April the 22nd. And he is the one that has lobbied GOP lawmakers, asking them and begging them, basically, and how can they win their support back and their trust? It's actually sickening.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes,
oh, Jesus
sickening.
Christ. Yeah.
Yes, it's sickening. So there is a power struggle going on. Now, I wonder what's going to happen to John Lemon and
Don Lemon.
Who else am I thinking? Yeah.
Anderson Cooper.
And Anderson Cooper. I mean, those two are pillars of CNN.
I hope not
it'll
quit.
Be interesting.
That's my thing. I hope not quit. God, this is garbage. This is nonsense. I hope not all quit. Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper,
yes.
Erica Hill. You know, the big heavyweights at CNN now, who carrying flag for CNN and reporting news and posting news. Wolf Blitzer. You know, they're all good people with integrity. And for this man, John Malone, to come in and trying to walk down CNN and try to, like, you know, or not try to, he apologized to Republicans, you know, and going on this apology tour. You know, they should all quit and discuss, because CNN is going down the toilet with this man as a head.
Well, there's already...
A lot of CNN people have resigned. Yes, a lot of people that work at CNN, the reporters and anchors, have resigned in protest. I don't blame them.
Yeah, I don't either. I agree with you. So what's going to happen to CNN, we don't know. But what does this do? This opens a door for people like us, maybe, or like the Midas Touch or others that are, you know, out there that do speak the truth. They do dig, you know, for the truth. They don't pander to the left or to the right. You know, for myself, I just look for the truth. When I heard this about CNN, I decided to look into what was going on with CNN. And I was actually very surprised, because I had no idea that all this change was coming. And it kind of breaks my heart, because I always felt like CNN and MSNBC, which I like the best and always have, but I always felt like kind of safe when I watched them, because I thought, you know, well, sometimes, you know, you hear a little bit of this and that, but I really kind of felt like they really did look for the truth. Now, you know, CNN, if they're going on this other, you know, going a different direction, you know, they can drop off the planet as far as I'm concerned. I do not care. So that leaves people like us. So what are we going to do about it? I mean, honestly, just keep on pounding and the truth and what's happening in this country. You know, it's sad.
It's very sad.
And Joe Biden is right. You know, he's calling it properly. He's calling them fascists. And he's angry. I'm angry. Everyone's angry. So it's time. The time has come.
Yes. And, you know, I like personally the Young Turks. I like C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Young Turks, call out both sides. C-SPAN is totally neutral. NPR, totally neutral. Those three places are where I got to get my news because, you know, they're not allowed to anybody. They're independently supported by the regular journal who send money to them so they could talk about what's important and not take sides. If Democrats do wrong, they call them out. If Republicans do wrong, they call them out. So good job for the Young Turks and C-SPAN and also NPR Radio. It's good that we have media like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, there's the Atlantic. I mean, I think they're good as well. I mean, there are other sources. But, you know, to for CNN, you know, it's that is just, it's so shocking to me, you know. Oh, it's upsetting. I don't know how else to say it. But I think our president, what do you think, David? I think President Biden is really, he's laying a trap for our, I really do believe that.
Yeah, and Trump has already fallen into that trap because, you know, his speech in Philadelphia called out the MAGA supporters and all. And, you know, Trump having known to call Biden and Democrats fascists. You couldn't even pronounce a damn word, you know. And with this kid going on where you need a special master, even though we know it's not going to happen, but if the dude gets a special master, it would be, well, I probably had one today. I don't know who the special master is, but it would have been good if it was Hillary Clinton or Sally Yates, but you know we know that not going to happen because the judge who made a decision on this case is a Trump appointee, was appointed in 2020, and she's totally a MAGA. She's a MAGA.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, this is just a delay tactic to stall. We all know what's coming. Donald Trump cannot escape this because what he did was treason, and he should go to prison for a long time. Treason is usually a life sentence, you know.
Yeah.
And depending on how bad it is, it could be 20 years, 30 years.
Absolutely. We should talk for a second with the special master, what that really means, because I truly never heard about anything like this until they brought it up. You know, when I think of special master, it's like, what the hell is a special master? So I thought, you know, I have to look at it because and try to read about it and try to understand you know, what the hell this is. So what the decision means is that a third-party attorney from outside the government will be brought into review the materials that were taken from Trump's Florida home. The order will likely delay the Department of Justice probe as it halts investigators from continuing to review the seized documents until the special master is done. The decision from a Trump-appointed judge is a sufficient victory for the former president who has railed against the search. But the judge has given them a Friday deadline for both sides to propose a special master candidate and their specific duties. The DOJ said Monday afternoon it is considering its next steps following the ruling. Now, I wonder if the next step would be to appeal this. I don't know. So if they appeal it, where would it go, I wonder? You know,
well, with that same judge, she just ruled against that appeal because, you know, Trump and McConnell just packed the court with conservatives, Christian, radical, maggot, idiot supporters of Donald Trump. And this is why we can have nice things in America.
Exactly.
McConnell was the one who, when Barack Obama tried to appoint Garland to the Supreme Court, he said, no, it's an election year. It wouldn't be appropriate. It wouldn't be right. But as soon as Donald Trump, when Scalia died, you know, he got three picks, three goddamn picks, you know?
I know he did.
And it was election year, so I guess it didn't count.
Yeah, and they're all rotten apples on top of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. You know, and
so, I don't know. I wonder, you know, about this, you know, this special master, you know, whoever it's going to be. It has to be somebody neutral, though. I mean, and how can you be neutral? I mean, this is what bothers me. After everything that's happened, everyone has formed an opinion one way or another, don't you think? I mean, even if you're a judge or whomever you are, an attorney, you have formed an opinion about this case one way or another. I think most people have. And what bothers me is, what if they get someone that is a Trump loyalist and they don't even know, then what will happen to this? I mean, I get nervous just thinking about it, because I want that son of a – anyways, I want him in prison.
Same here. And it's going to go that way. It's going to go that way. Come hell or high water, he's going to go to prison, because nobody – if a regular person that worked at the White House did something like that, within hours they'd be in prison. Because look at our reality winner, who served in the Justice Department and also the State Department. She took home one document and gave it to WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks exposed it, and she got years in prison. Years.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
for 15 goddamn boxes. Why isn't Trump in prison? Why? You know, is he above the law? Is a people in 1% above the law? What's going on? This is what piss people off.
Yeah, and that's why people are upset right now. People are angry and upset. And we are impatient. We are an impatient people. I mean, I'm impatient. I will say that. You know, I wanted to see him gone right after he was elected. That was another bad, dark day for me. But I'm just saying, you know, and I know, and we've said this many times before, we do have to pay attention, and we have to, you know, get everything. He has to get everything right. The DOJ has to have a sealed case. You know, it can't have any errors in it. We understand that. But my God, how much more do they freaking need? This man, I mean, he may have sold top secrets to who knows who, you know, and he says he wanted these documents for his freaking library. Can this man even freaking read? Come on. Let's be real.
Yeah, exactly. And when they went to the archives, there was nothing there. I think 17 files had nothing in them. They went to the archives.
Yes.
Where to store things, say, hey, this is going to go in this presidential library. It was not there.
Yeah.
So where did these documents go? Did he send it to our enemies for money?
Yeah.
Does Russia have it? It compromises Saudi Arabia, North Korea, China. It puts people like CIA agents and operatives who give intelligence to CIA in difficulty, because remember in the past, Donald Trump has done something like this where, you know, that secret meeting with a Russian foreign ambassador and another Russian dignitary. There was no translator there. There were no cameras allowed.
Yeah.
What did he tell these people? You know,
exactly.
Because Trump has no integrity, no loyalty to America. He's loyal to himself. You know, and CIA agent and their associates got killed because of what that man did, whatever he did in that meeting. So we need to get Donald Trump off the street. We need to put him in prison where he belongs, because he's dangerous for America.
He is dangerous. He's a dangerous psychopath, a narcissistic psychopath, and he's off the rails. I mean, when he was in Pennsylvania, he had the gall to call John Fetterman spoiled. And he said he lived off his parents' money. I mean, really? You know, he called him he said he was spoiled, and he leached off his parents' money. For me, that is just sickening. And yes, and Fetterman did say that when he first started his career, yes, he wasn't making much money. I think he was a mayor or something like that, and he wasn't making hardly any money. And his parents are wealthy. So his parents did help him. What about Donald Trump? He's been leeching off the people his whole life. He's leeched off his father.
Yeah, and besides,
his whole freaking
his father
life.
Gave him 400, His father gave him $400 million plus to start out, you know, as a real estate person in New York. So he's the one that we're talking about, John Fetterman. John Fetterman, you know, leeching off his parents. Has Donald Trump kids ever worked a day in their life? No. They're pampered, spoiled, rotten assholes. That's who they are.
He also said, and I heard him say this, that he wears dirty sweatpants all the time, dirty clothes. They're just dirty and smelly, the clothes that he wears. He wears dirty sweatpants. He doesn't even wear a suit. That's what Donald Trump said about him. He said he's a spoiled and entitled socialist loser who leased out his parents' money during a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. That is appalling. That is how low can you go? He has nothing more to say. And, you know, he was supposed to be there for Oz. He gave Oz probably like 30 seconds on the stage. And that man spoke, again. I didn't hear it, but he spoke for 2 hours. And just rage the whole time, just down on people the whole time. He needs to have his tongue cut out of his mouth. That's my opinion.
Yeah, he just needs to be buried under the prison, basically. Because what Donald Trump did was sell out the United States of America. And the Rosenbergs back in the 1950s, when they sold secrets to the Soviet Union, they got death penalty. So... I know when you sell out America and treason, you know, you get life sentence or depending on how bad you know, the secret is sold. You can get 30, 40, 50 years, who knows. But I hope Donald Trump suffers when he goes to prison. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Exactly, and
you
not
know,
soon enough. That's the whole thing.
This is
and the other thing I want to say about Yeah. The other thing I want to say about John Fetterman is that he has served as a lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania since 2019. And prior to that, he was the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania for 13 years. He said that his parents supported him well into his 40s because he was only earning $150 per month during his mayorship. So he acknowledged the support. And now he earns over $200,000 a year as lieutenant governor. So what? He wasn't doing anything illegal. He was still working. So what? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just one of the lucky ones that had someone, his parents or his family, to help him, you know, and he was doing a mayor's job. It wasn't like he was doing anything illegal. So Trump, shut the F up.
Yeah, and Trump doesn't have the right to say anything about mooching off parents because, as I said earlier, he got $400 million from his father to start out.
Yeah, absolutely. And
unsubstantiated, Trump was saying that he sold drugs for the man and he was an alcoholic and all that crap. Where's the evidence?
Oh.
None. So I hope John Fetterman sues him because Donald Trump, he's just a gaslighter. He's a liar, manipulative, narcissistic piece of garbage who needs
well,
to be locked down.
Whatever comes to his mind just spews from his mouth. He doesn't care if it's a lie. Probably 100% of what he says is probably a lie every single day. He doesn't know the difference between a lie and the truth of anything, of any sort. You know, it's just ridiculous. It's just, I don't know. I don't understand how he got this far.
The shit that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth, his ass is supposed to be jealous because the amount of shit that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's appalling. And for 10% of the Republican Party to support this man and go by his every word, you know, it's just disgusting. You know, we're the establishment Republicans. You know, who should stand up for the party. They're not running again. They're either not running again or they're keeping their mouth quiet.
Yeah, why?
And that's unacceptable. They're afraid to get primaried. They're afraid to be censored by the Republican Party in their state, wherever they're from. You know, because that happened with Liz Cheney. You know, when she spoke with against Trump, she lost her in the House and everything.
She lost her.
And we saw how
she
got blown out in the primary and everything. This is what the Republican Party turned into. You know, the heart and soul of the Republican Party is gone. They're just a fascist organization now. Not leaning fascist, not part fascist, but full-blown fascist. In Idaho, for example, recently, where, you know, people who support Donald Trump and are MAGAT Republicans that came to this Idaho library, public library, with guns saying that, hey, I want you to ban these books or else. You know, I mean, this is America. This is not Nazi Germany or the former Soviet Union or Russia today. You know, who are you to go into a public place and threaten people and want books banned and burned?
I know.
You know?
I know.
So the poor library woman quit. They got a new one, and they had to move right next to the sheriff's department because that's how bad these maggots are. Going there with guns, high-powered rifles, threaten these people who are just doing a job. And as a public library, which is funded by the taxpayer, if somebody walks in there and says, hey, I want to kill a mockingbird, who is any of these people, right-wing maggot pieces of shit, to come in and say, oh, you can't have that, you know? It's not teaching our children right. Just because they feel uncomfortable with their racism or their past racism, so, oh, you know, no, that can't be right, you know, not really accept that book. And, you know, fuck you. That's my thing. Fuck you. Right wing, America, fuck you. From the bottom of my heart, fuck you.
They are banning books. A lot of them are in Florida and down south and that. And they said today that it affects over 2 million students right now. That's sad. But, you know, the upside of it is that if they really want to read that book that was banned, they could get that book. You know, they can go online, they can buy it, or they can go, you know, somewhere else and read it. But it affecting 2 million students, that's a lot. That's terrible. That's just terrible. I mean, we're trying to teach our, you know, children to respect and read books and learn history and, you know, be kind and, you know, thoughtful. And we've been fighting this evil shit for years now. Enough. We're at the end of this.
The chicken's coming home to roost for Donald Trump and his cohort. You know, and this is the last push before the election where they're trying to stall what eventually may come to light, where Donald Trump is a traitor. And he would go to jail. And knowing Donald Trump, who's not loyal to anybody, he would throw even his kids under the bus. You know, if he goes down, a lot of people will go down with him. And I'm just waiting for that day. I hope it's an October surprise where, you know, what Cuomo did to Hillary in the Justice Department, after all the diligent due investigations, put forward to the public what really went down, and Trump goes down and he drags other maggots down with him. You know, and these right-wingers saying, oh, yes, you know, talking about civil war on Twitter, it's just littered with, yes, you know, we should have a civil war. We're going to have a civil war if Donald Trump is indicted. Well, you know, let's just say that you threaten us with that. We liberals and progressives have guns still. And let's just hope it don't come to that, because this is America and this is a democracy, and we cannot survive outside of democracy. And what the Republicans and MAGAs are trying to do is turn America into a fascist nation, you know. And you know, speaking of fascists, that guy in DeSantis in Florida, you know, I mean, he's off the rails. He's worse than Trump. You know, he's more sensible and have more common sense than Trump. So that makes him even more dangerous than Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's an evil genius, that one. Do you know that more than 8,000 teachers in Florida have quit their jobs?
Yes.
I mean, you talk about that's something. I mean, that says something. You know, so now he's saying, well, if you were in the military, you know, if you want to come and, you know, teach our kids, you can come and teach our kids. You don't have to have a certificate or anything. Just come in and teach our kids. This man is insane. He is insane.
Yes, he is.
A
recent poll by the Wall Street Journal, I don't want to cut you, Wall Street Journal last month did a poll and it said that voters prefer Democrats 4-7 over Republicans 4-4. You know, so this mm-hmm. red wave that Republicans talking about, we see it in the last 10 elections, special elections. Democrats won mm-hmm. all of those, you know,
yep.
and not by small margins either. You know, District 19 in New York, for example, solid Republican yes. for years, since 1972.
Yep.
And look at this, they went Democratic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, look at Alaska, the biggest one, Alaska, you know, where Don yeah. what's his name, former congressman, was congressman at large for the one district in Alaska. He held it till he died, and Sarah Palin ran. And
mm-hmm.
she's wondering, no, how did he lose? Because people are tired of your shit, Sarah. People are tired
yeah.
of the fascist Republicans.
Yes.
You know, it's like they can't get it through the heads. They can't force Christianity and their morality or lack thereof mm-hmm. down people's throats.
No.
And it's going to backfire in a big time come November, and I hope it's a landslide for Democrats, because I'm just sick of this crap by the Republican Party. You know,
I don't even,
Nixon.
I call them the fascist party now. I don't even call them Republican. They don't even deserve to be called the Republican mm-hmm. Party anymore. They really don't. They just are a fascist. They're the fascist party. I mean, really,
yeah,
what else
yes
are they?
No, yes. Yeah, but the thing is those 10% led by Trump holding the party hostage. We can't really blame every Republican. That there are some good Republicans, but the thing is they're not speaking up, and that's the problem.
Well, that's okay. So that is my argument right there. If you are a so-called Republican and you still have those values, whatever the hell they are, because I've never really understood them, but okay. But why haven't you, and I know you talked about, you know, being afraid to, you know, you're going to get primaried out and all this crap. But you know what? Our country's on fire. So if you really love our country and you're a Republican and you really love our country and you really hold your office true to your chest, et cetera, why wouldn't you speak out? I mean, look at Mitt Romney. What a weasel. And that man is a multi-millionaire. He's afraid to lose his freaking seat. Are you kidding me? Come on. I mean, I don't understand
mm-hmm.
these people. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
They're not poor people. They're all wealthy people. So what's the problem here? I mean, I don't understand. So in other words, they're all hypocrites. They're hypocrites. They're not going to speak out against the party. They're hypocrites.
Hypocrites and lack of backbone and spine. You know, Liz Cheney, even though she's a diehard conservative, you know, she
yes.
stood up and put the nation instead of her political career ahead because she's like, hey, this is America, this is a democracy.
Well, that's,
the hell would be
the, and I, you know, and right I give her
thing.
A gold star for that. You know, I give her a gold
mm-hmm.
star for that. I truly do. I mean, I admire the woman. I think it's awesome. So why haven't others, you know, like her, you know, that have her values somewhere, why haven't they spoken up? It's, I don't care anymore. I mean, it's the fascist party then, minus Liz Cheney. Let's just put it that way then. I mean, how else can I say it? That's how I feel about it, you know?
Yeah, and kiss it and Ken signs. I can't pronounce his name,
yeah.
the guy from Illinois 4th District,
mm-hmm.
Adam Kissinger. Whatever his name, Adam somebody. Not Kissinger,
mm-hmm.
Kaizen.
No.
Whatever his name is, goddammit. He, you know, didn't run for re-election because, you know, the maggots were coming after him.
Right.
Threatened his 2-year-old
right.
child, you know,
yeah.
things like that. I mean, the Republican Party is disgusting.
He's a patriot. Yeah, he's a patriot. He
mm-hmm.
is. You know, I mean, he loves his country. You can see that. You know what I'm saying? He loves
mm-hmm.
his country.
And mm-hmm.
I admire him. And his name is, I just, it's spelled Kinziniger. That's how you spell it.
Mm-hmm.
Kinziniger. It's kind of hard word, hard name to say.
mm-hmm.
You know, but that's
yeah.
his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so now 3 days ago, Donald Trump said that if and when he's elected president in 2024, dream on, you'll be in prison, bitch. You know, he's going to pardon those people that rioted and killed people on January 6th of 2021. You know, so we know where he stands now. So that gives us all the more reason not to get this man reelected to president of the United States, because, as I said, he's dangerous. And, you know, and I'm just so fed up with all this crap, you know. Like Gina Thomas, for example, the second state that she wanted the election certification overturned was in Wisconsin, for example. She's a Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas's wife. She has no business.
No.
You know, what is she commentating or demanding that Wisconsin uncertify the vote and make Donald Trump president? And isn't that conflict of interest for Clarence Thomas to be sitting on a bench while his idiot wife is out there causing trouble?
Yeah.
She should be in front of the January 6th committee answering questions. She, Newt Gingrich, whoever else.
She might be.
Lindsey Graham.
You know,
that rat bastard Lindsey Graham.
Oh, well, Lindsey Graham is
the former vice president.
I think Mike Pence is going to be in the hot seat, too. Going back to Jenny Thomas, I think that Clarence Thomas should have had to step down because of her interest in January 6th. And I think to step down. That's my opinion. Or made to step down. Do you know if that was a liberal judge, you know, instead, that and his wife did something like that, that they would have rallied around that judge and made him step down? There's no doubt. So
exactly.
There's always two. It's always like a two-sided thing, you know. The other thing that I wanted to just mention for a minute. Trump is also, over the weekend, he accused Fox News of pushing Democrats' agenda and said if CNN went conservative, it'd be an absolute goldmine and he'd help them.
Yeah.
And you know why he's
mad? I'd love
mad
to smoke
because,
I'd love to
you know
smoke
why
he's
mad
smoking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
no
because
kidding.
The basically was three men on the bus, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, whoever else on Fox News.
Carl Rove.
Even,
Carl Rove was another one. Yeah, he's...
Well, yeah,
he
Carl Rove wasn't really a fan of his. Carl Rove wasn't really a fan of Donald Trump, you know.
No,
so,
but he did critique him, and he didn't like that, so...
And even Bill Barr, former Attorney General, Donald Trump is heavily maligning and throwing him on the bus and, you know, making all sorts of excuses where he was a former attorney general.
Yeah. Does he have
it's not what Trump's
fault. Does he have a little bit of remorse or something? Or, you know, I don't like him. So what's his deal?
Yeah. I mean, Trump said it. He picks the best people, the good, intelligent people. So why is he throwing up Bill Barr on the bus, you know? Oh, boy.
That's
tell
what I'm
you,
saying
man.
To you.
Number to call in. It's 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics 123, The Radio Show. With David Franklin and Laura Picker, we're not anti-social, but anti-stupid. Our Facebook page, go on, like, subscribe, share, comment. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Call in, people, 515-605-9802. Okay, let's listen to more of what Biden in his address to on American democracy that was held September 1st in Philadelphia. What more he said. Here it is.
But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. We are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. Blind loyalty to a single leader and the willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy, plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever. I believe in the give and take of politics, in disagreement and debate and dissent. We're a big, complicated country. But democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic. Only if we, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if we, the people, see politics not as total war, but mediation of our differences. You can't love your country only when you win. The cynics and the critics tell us nothing can get done, but they're wrong. There is not a single thing America cannot do, not a single thing beyond our capacity if we do it together. The doctors of Charlottesville, of COVID, of gun violence, of insurrection, we can see the light. Light is now visible. Light that will guide us forward. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. They believe America, not like I believe about America. I believe America is big enough for all of us to succeed. And that is the nation we're building, the nation where no one is left behind. We can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote. We just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America, the United States of America. And may God protect our nation. And may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy.
So that was President Joe Biden in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on September 1st, giving a speech on, you know, democracy in America and why we need to save it, why we need to step up to the plate and defend democracy against Republican fascism and Trumpism and MAGA, you know, craziness. Yeah, it's about time.
That was a great
speech. You know, Donald Trump. It was a great speech. It's about time Donald Trump got to prison. I have more than enough to put him in prison. I don't know why. Well, the delay is this special grandmaster or whatever you call it, the thing. Anyway, number to call again, 515-605-9802. We have a call coming in. Hello, caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Welcome to the show.
Susan from Michigan. How you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are
good.
You?
Good.
You guys are on fire. I agree with you 100%.
Oh.
I swear. I mean, this is a nightmare. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Biden was right on. He was true. Everything he said was the facts. And, you know, Trump needs to be in jail. You're right. He's got to go to prison for a mm-hmm. long time. He's got to. And they... What I want to see is every crime layered onto the next, not concurrent, one right after another, treason, the first one for life, and then tax evasion and messing with our election. I mean, they got proof all over the place. I don't know why they don't hurry up and start doing something.
Well, the
you
special
know,
master, you know.
Yeah, the special master is slowing things up.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a joke because she's his judge, and they already lived through everything. They even said, I mean, what's the point? The government already went through all the papers. It's supposed to find something like a letter to his lawyer or something that might incriminate him. Outside of that, everything else belongs to the government. He has no say, neither does this. A special counsel that they want is like way past the fact.
I know.
They should have called that right off the beginning. They're like a week late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because they're desperate. You know, they're desperate for, you know, they're just desperate because they know. You know, I'm sure Donald Trump knows what was in some of those documents. He probably didn't read them, and he probably didn't understand them. But
oh, he took the good ones, and I think he, you know, gave them to Russia, to China, his cronies.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about this. you have all these top secret documents, and you're in the White House. Somebody helped him to pack them up. Somebody told him which documents to take. Somebody loaded them into something and got them to Mar-a-Lago. Who did that? Who was the person?
Probably his lawyers. His lawyers. Son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
He didn't even pass. He wasn't even qualified to be top secret stuff.
You know, but think about this. Now, think about this. This was plotted very carefully, because to go through all these documents, you know, and you know, secrets, and, you know, I have no clue what was in any of this. Well, of course, none of us do. But all this top secret stuff, and to go through it, oh, that had to have taken time, and to pack them away and then to ship them or drive them or however they got there. It's mind-blowing, and I would love to know who the rats were that actually did it. Do you think that Donald Trump physically at the White House went through every document and put them in boxes himself? Do you think he did that? I don't.
Well, no. Mm-mm.
I don't think he's smart enough.
I think maybe all along, all the time he was in office, when they saw something, oh, we ought to say that because I can use it to bribe him, or I can use it to get that tower in Moscow, or I can get the Saudi Arabians to, you know, give us more money.
Mm-hmm.
And he would stash the things as he was going along. I bet you that's how they did it.
I don't know.
Read.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who
his son-in-law
him,
got
you know?
How many millions? 800 or close to a trillion?
$2 billion. Yeah, he got $2 billion from the
Saudi
Sheikh. And you know, the Saudi Sheikh recently said, that, oh, he had Jared Kushner in his pocket. No, tell me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
$2 billion? $2 billion for what? What secret? How many secrets?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know,
they should all go
to
prison and go to hell. I hope they suffer. I hope they suffer. My God.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Mm-hmm. The Khashoggi guy, the writer for the Washington Post, where the Saudi Sheikh was responsible for his murder and everything. How can you deal with a Saudi Sheikh who murdered an American, Jamal Khashoggi? Seriously, you take $2 billion from him, you know?
He got it the day
after Jerome Khashoggi was murdered, assassinated, whatever you want to call him. You know,
plus the way they treat their own people, the women and everything. They don't have rights. They just behead them if they don't agree with them. Jesus. I don't know. This is crazy. He's guilty as hell. He's got to pay for his crimes, and all his cronies, all those people in Congress that had been kissing his ass all along, they got to go too.
And that stupid
bitch, Green, she called Biden Hitler and put a picture of him, a mustache on Biden on her website and said, he's not like Hitler. He is Hitler. Can you believe that? Biden?
You know,
the nerve of that wench.
She's retarded. She's really stupid.
There's something mentally wrong with her.
Who's paying her off is what I want to know.
Yeah, there's just,
it's all about
know,
the money and power. You know that.
Yes, I know, but
you sell your soul
to the devil. I mean, that's what they've done. They have sold their souls to the devil.
Exactly.
How do you get that back? How do you get that back? You don't.
I don't know, but you got to follow the money. That would be the thing. If I was a detective and could get into all the background checks and all their money and stuff, I mean, a ton of them are caught, you know, with insider information and buying all kinds of stocks and making money. They go in with nothing. They leave with tons. You know?
Yeah. For example, Lauren Boebert from District 4 or District 3 in Colorado, for example, She was bankrupt. She lost her little shitty restaurant in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
It was closed down.
Yep.
Within 2 years, the first term, she has millions of dollars. Now, where the hell did that come from? Lobbyist? You know, she makes $174,000 a year as a congresswoman. And now she have millions and still growing.
Yeah.
But yet it's like this revolving door where, you know, the special interests write the laws, and these people are elected to Congress, Republicans especially, don't read what these things that are written for law. Let's vote on it. You know, let's like vote for it and say, yeah. And the campaign money just come into them because you do the bidding of the special interests. You do have the special interests of the people who elected them. You know, and after a while, I said, oh, okay, I get my congressional pension. Let me resign. And then work for these special interests. You know, it's like this revolving door.
And they get the best medical insurance. They get money, and then they get paid off by the special interests, like you said, pharmaceuticals, big corporations, other countries, you name it, they're bought and paid for. And it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very disgusting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And the Supreme Court screwed it up when they allowed corporations to give them as much money as they want. It went downhill after that.
Absolutely.
I knew
exactly.
It was going to happen when I heard. I said, are you kidding me?
I know.
Won't rewrite the laws, election laws, because it's not in their interest. So how in the hell you change it?
You know, today in Georgia, there's been over 65,000 voters that have been taken off. Their names have been purged. Yes, in Georgia. So the woman that is running for Secretary of State in Georgia was interviewed, and all these people will be getting notices now, and they only have until October to do something about it. That's so undemocratic. You know, to do something like that, and it's blatant. They know that they're doing it, and they don't care. It's in Georgia.
They're gerrymandering. They're
closing
so you have to wait in line for 8 hours to frickin' vote, and you can't get a bottle of water in 100-degree heat.
Yeah,
they're
that's how Kemp won the last election.
Stop voters.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
they did the last time in Kemp was Secretary of State. He was running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a conflict of interest where, you know, he certifies the vote. So basically purge it. Many black people, many minorities, many old people were purged from this. And that's how you won. You know, 72% of the people that was purged was black. You know, so they're trying that garbage again.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is, you know, and like I said, it's just so how do you stop something like that? I mean, the governor in Georgia is another evil son of a bitch, you know. He's just as evil as the one in Texas and the one in Florida. I mean, these people have to go. They just have to go. I don't know. I get so
speaking of evil
up.
People, did you see that ad in Arizona? Mark Kelly, his opponent, did this Western type advertisement where it was a shootout between him, Kelly, Biden, and Nancy Pelosi, and it was a real poppy show. It's like, you know, they're trying to push the gun agenda again. You know, it was such a ridiculous advertisement. And there's this other one in Missouri, a Republican, I can't remember his name just now, and he sent in his 30-second ad, the AR-15s. It's not for hunting. It's for killing people. And he was proud of saying that. I'm like, oh, my God, do the voters in Missouri listen to what this man is saying? Why would you vote for, like, a crackpot? Like this man.
I know.
You know? I mean...
These people have just come out of the woodwork, you know? But talk a minute and try to be a little bit, I want to try to be a little bit, how do I put it? I want to give my blue wave a little bit of a boost. And I really believe that there is a blue wave coming. There's been a spike in women that are registered to vote because of Roe versus Wade. I believe that women are going to be put us over the edge as far as that goes, because they will vote blue, absolutely.
Exactly, you're right.
And I kind of feel like, because we have been, you know, we won things. David, you had talked about the states that were won that, you know, Republicans had before, like you mentioned, New York, et cetera. I think that's going to happen. I am optimistic, because I don't think that America is as dumb as they portray us to be. And I really feel that some are not saying anything because they don't want to get into an argument with anybody. I know I'm one of those people. I had someone the other day.
Me too, not in public.
I had someone the other
day.
Yes, I had someone the other day. You know, I was in a conversation and she started to say, oh, yeah, America's going down the tubes. And I'm like, no, it's not. The economy is booming. We've got all these. You know, all these jobs are coming back. People are working. People are spending money. Oh, no, but she watches Fox. So you can't argue with these people. And so I've just learned to say, okay, whatever you think, and be done with it, because I'm not putting myself there.
There's no point. You can't argue with them. They're brainwashed.
It's not worth it. So I truly believe that we need to be optimistic. And we have to understand that I think people do understand what's going on, but they're not all talking about it. You know, I
know
teachers,
Laurie,
teachers know what's going on. Teachers know what's going on.
There's a sign on the street this woman puts out every election time. It's a big banner. It says, I am woman. Hear me roar. Watch me vote. I love her. I want to clone that sign and put it all over the place.
I think
women, and a lot of men, because they agree with it, because of this abortion thing, is going to push everybody over the edge. And the Supreme Court screwed up on that one.
Yeah, it's ruining, you know, it's got the potential. The Roe versus Wade reversal has the potential to ruin lives. You know,
ruin it already has.
For women. You know, it can kill women. You know,
and
their
the
health,
poor doctors and nurses.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
So, Dave, what do you think? Do you think I'm on the right track of being optimistic?
Yeah, because abortion law is bizarre, and without ways of legally safely giving the option to women, because their bodies to have an abortion, they're going to be back having abortions, and a lot of women will die because of this back alley abortion thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and children.
I mean,
children that are raped and incest, they need to be protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the doctors that can help them need to be protected. This is garbage.
How many more days do we have? 63? Is it 63 days? Till the midterm?
Yeah, 6 or 3 days to the election, yes.
Yeah, 63 days, yeah. So 63 crucial days. You know, yeah, we need to be optimistic and we need to push the blue agenda. I think President Biden is trying to do that. Like I said before, I am proud that he, and I'm happy that he is finally calling the MAGAs out, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, Susan, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Call.
Keep up the good work, you guys.
Thank you. Yep,
bye.
You too. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let's listen. This is the battle for the control of U.S. Senate. And first on the agenda, Ron Johnson, Senator from Wisconsin. Another nut job, a Luna Tune, a Luna Ben for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
how good they are inside of photo with the China, bad air. So when China gets how good they are, their bad air got to move.
At one time, science said man came from apes. If that is true, why are there still apes?
So I was just grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's, and my wife wants some vegetables for crudité. Guys, $20 for crudité, and it doesn't include the tequila. I mean, it's outrageous. We got Joe Biden to thank for this.
Okay, so that was Dr. Oz, and that was, what's his name, Herschel Walker, you know, and Ron Johnson style and everything. Jesus Christ, this is a train wreck waiting to happen for the Republican Party.
I know.
Which is good, but on the other hand, you know, we need this balance where, you know, we get good people elected no matter who the party is, which party it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the Republicans are just off the damn rails. They're off. Is that not trying to out-craze each other?
Yeah.
You know, and the bond of Trump. The bond of Trump. And say, yes, Lord, my master. Bless me.
Yeah.
Give me an endorsement. You know, it's so fucking disgusting.
I know.
I can't put in an
and, you know,
it's poor,
poor Oprah. Yeah. You know, poor Oprah. You know, she's the one that, you know, gave Oz his limelight, made him famous,
mm-hmm.
probably made him a multi-millionaire, you know, having him on her
mm-hmm.
show. She loved Dr. Oz. I remember watching him and thinking he was a great doctor, but he is a loony bin. And Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Phil is another one. Dr. Phil is another one, but he's
yeah,
not
he's
a politician.
For sale. And Dr. Oz
yeah.
is for
huh?
sale, you know?
Yeah.
He endorsed anything for
yep.
money. He is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's off the rails. He's off.
Okay,
so,
what so I'm
in Wisconsin.
To say is poor Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Oprah.
Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, yes, Marquette University Law School, they did this poll, and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he's a Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate. He's going to challenge Ron Johnson. Latest polls show that Lieutenant Governor Barnes is ahead 51-44 against Ron Johnson. That's a good sign.
Yay.
You know,
that's a good sign.
Because,
that's
yeah,
really
Wisconsin been leaning rightwards. And I guess
mm-hmm.
people just fed up with the Republican shit, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Ron Johnson, I hope he goes because he's got to go, you know.
Oh,
yeah. And the Senate will not go
Republican.
Yes,
yeah.
the Senate will not go Republican because there are 32
mm-hmm.
seats up for the taking. I think 21
mm-hmm.
are Democrats. You
yeah.
know, and we just have a slim majority with the vice president having a tie-breaking vote. We need that 60 U.S. Senate seats. We can get
yes,
it. I'm
do.
Hopeful. Yes.
I'm hopeful, too. I think we can get it, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
another thing, you know, that Trump was talking about, just to go back for a minute, because, you know, this is what our show was going to be about, when he was doing his speech in Pennsylvania on Saturday, he also renewed his praise for the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, and the Russian, and of course, Vladimir Putin. I mean, why does he renew his praise to dictators? I mean, we know that he's a wannabe dictator. But the people that go to his rallies, do they feel the same way? I mean, I don't understand his logic there. You know, they are brutal dictators. We've watched.
Yeah,
you know,
he's in love with dictators. He wants to be
no,
those
I know
dictators.
He, no, I know he is. I know he is. But I'm just saying, you know, the people that he talks to in these rallies, I mean, do they all admire Putin and, you know, and
Jinping, because I think, you know, being a dictator is strong and mighty and you have power, and I want that for Trump,
but
who's a figurehead and too stupid.
But they're murderers, though. I mean,
they
you
don't
know,
care.
No,
MAGA people have no common sense. They don't care.
I know. I guess what I'm trying to be logical. I'm trying to understand these people that go to these rallies and
You can't these people are idiots. They're crazy. They're stupid. You can't have logic to these people.
Do you think that they do they graduate high school? Do they go to college? I mean, do they know history?
More than likely not, because they're stupid. Laurie, you cannot try to understand or rationalize these people. They're stupid. They're ignorant. They're racist. They're homophobic. They're anti-woman. They're unintelligent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're uneducated mostly. They're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They think colleges are for wimps and it's part of the woke culture and look down on science and religion is everything. They're stupid, dangerous, ignorant, homophobic, anti-woman, anti-immigrant, racist people. There's no logic to them. You know?
I know.
Don't try to understand them. They're
right.
Stupid.
I know that you're right. I know that you're 100% right. I do agree with you. I just don't understand how I haven't got to the point where I understand how you can still, after all these years and after everything is in plain sight now, how you don't recognize what's happening. I mean, I still don't get it, you know.
Yeah, because they're trying to smear Donald Trump. And there's this cabal of Democrats who, you know, eat children, eat babies, have a sex ring, drink blood. You know, these crazy conspiracy bullshit theories that's been disproven over and over again. For example, look at the Hillary Pizzagate bullshit. You know, there's still people who believe that garbage, even though the place that they're talking about don't have a basement. You know, like, oh, Hillary Clinton have a meeting down there in that basement and they eat babies and sacrifice babies and kill them and rape children.
I know.
There's no logic to their thinking. They're crazy. That book ship sailed a long time with me and those people. They are ignorant, uneducated, redneck pieces of garbage,
they're still talking about Hillary's emails. You know, they're still talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, and they're still talking about here in Michigan, we had an issue with nursing homes during COVID. And what had happened is that some of the seniors that were in a nursing home that got COVID and were put in the hospital, when they were over their COVID, they didn't want to send them back to that nursing home to that room in their nursing home because they didn't want others to get sick or them to get sick again. So they had a problem with that up to this day. They said that, you know, that our governor, you know, killed seniors. No, she was trying to save lives. She was trying to, you know, separate them so that they would not all get COVID in the nursing homes. And a lot of them, when they were in the hospital, these seniors, and they were sick, they could not go home. They had to go back to the nursing home. So they had to put them somewhere else. Is that hard to understand? No. But they still say that she killed seniors.
Yes.
It just blows my mind. And that's
saying the conspiracy theory bullshit at the house.
You're
a Democrat, you're a homosexual loving evil children eating person, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they think, and it's just there's no explanation to the madness. It's just pure madness, you know.
I know.
There's no rhyme or reason to try to understand these people. There's no reason. You can't have a conversation with them, because once you start a conversation with them, they start shouting over you and screaming at you. I say, I think I win in the debate. Whatever point to bring forward to the table, you counteract that point and show what garbage they're saying. And it's like it turned into a shouting match. And, I'm not into that garbage, you know. So ignorance is bliss. If they want to be in bliss, fine. But just don't come in my face and say, the whole cabal about, you know, like selling children. You know what? Donald Trump should get the same treatment Jeffrey Epstein gets. I'll just leave that at that. Draw your own conclusions, listeners. But Donald Trump should suffer for what he's done to the United States of America. And Gina Thomas, for example. Let's talk about Gina Thomas. Okay, so Congressman Raskin said that a generous committee wants to hear from the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. GOP activist Gina Thomas said in June she can't wait to speak to the panel but hasn't testified. This week, the Washington Post obtained emails from Thomas to Wisconsin lawmakers urging them to overturn Biden's win in Wisconsin. So, you know, what is her deal? You know, how is she so big up in this whole electoral college thing? You know, she has no say, no right. She's just a voter. You know, so in an interview with Face the Nation, Congressman Raskin said something that the January 6th committee wants to hear from Jenny regarding her role in Donald Trump's effort to overturn the results in the 2020 elections. The Washington Post, as I said, obtained emails reporting the showing Thomas emailed Wisconsin lawmakers in 2020 to take action to overturn Joe Biden's election win. Thomas sent similar emails to 29 Arizona GOP lawmakers. Quote, speaking as one member and only as one member, I would say she has a relevant testimony to render, says Raskin, a member of the House Committee investigating January 6th attack on Capitol Hill. And she should come forward and give it. I agree, Congressman Raskin. What's your thought on it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to happen. I really do. I think she's going to be cornered pretty soon. It has to happen, especially if they have emails, for sure. And, you know, she should face, you know, the consequences just like everybody else. I don't give a shit who she's married to. I really don't. And also, should have known what she was up to. It's kind of hard not to know.
Yeah, pillow talk,
You know what I'm saying. So it's kind of hard not to
pillow
know.
Talk.
So I smell a rat. And, Jenny Thomas needs to be subpoenaed, and she needs to be questioned. Absolutely.
As well as,
no doubt
as well as Newt Gingrich. As Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House from Georgia, needs to testify. Lindsey Graham, who Graham tried to play both sides in the argument because when it happened the day afterwards, you know, he's just like Joe McCarthy, you know. I tried to find a clip where he was speaking, saying he's done, what have you, the day after the riots happened. Yeah, and Mike Pence needs to come testify what he knows because they tried to kill Mike Pence. I hope Mike Pence not going to defend that bastard Trump because Trump and his supporters tried to murder him. I can't understand that guy. No one understands.
Yeah, you know, when I think about Mike Pence, I don't know if he's all there in his brain. I really don't. I mean, picture yourself the Vice President of the United States. And they set up a galley, and they're going to hang you. And you're not outraged. You just go and hide.
The only logical thing I can draw from it is that you know Mike Pence will piss the base off because he wants a Republican nomination in 2024, and he's going to do everything to get that nomination, including not testifying before the January 6th committee.
I don't know about that. They might make him testify. I mean, he might be put in a corner, and he may have to testify. You know, and the thing is that if he really loves this country as much as he says he loves this country, then you know what? He should have already come forward on his own. That's my opinion. And then maybe someone would have some respect for him. Then maybe I might respect him a little bit. Right now, I think he's a wimp. He is just a wimp, and he just ran away.
I never ever respected him.
No, I'm just I never have either.
Him.
I'm just saying, you know, all I'm saying to you is that maybe he would gain a little bit of respect, you know, if he acted, you know, if he at least said, you know, this is what happened and be outraged about it. I mean, you think that he doesn't know things? Come on. He knew everything that was going on in there.
This is Lindsey Graham's speech the day after January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Many times my state has been the problem. I love it. That's where I want to die, but no time soon. Tim and I have a good relationship. I love Tim Scott. 1876, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Florida sent two slate of electors. They had two governments, by the way, and we didn't know what to do. Why did South Carolina, Florida, and Louisiana do it? To hold the country hostage to end Reconstruction. It worked. The rest is history. It led to Jim Crow. If you're looking for historical guidance, this is not the one to pick. If you're looking for a way to convince people there was no fraud, having a commission chosen by Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and John Roberts is not going to get you to where you want to go. That's why I'm not with you. But I will fight to my death for you if you're able to object. You're not doing anything wrong. I accept the Pennsylvania Second Circuit that Trump's lawsuit wasn't right. Georgia, they said the Secretary of State took the law in his own hands. He changed the election laws unlawfully. A federal judge said, no, I accept the federal judge even though I don't agree with it. Fraud. They said there's 66,000 people in Georgia under 18 voted. How many people believe that? I asked, give me 10, and had one. They said 8,000 felons in prison in Arizona voted. Give me 10, had gotten one. Does that say there's problems in every election? I don't buy this. Enough's enough. We got to end it. Vice President Pence, what they're asking you to do, you won't do because you can't. You talk about interesting times. I associate myself with Rand Paul. How many times will you hear that? The mob has done something nobody else could do to get me and Rand to agree. Rand is right. If you're a conservative, this is the most offensive concept in the world that a single person could disenfranchise 155 million people. The President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and the House of Representatives, open all certificates, and the votes shall then be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes for president shall be president. Where in there does it say Mike can say, I don't like the result? I want to send them back to the states. I believe there was fraud. To the conservatives who believe in the Constitution, now's your chance to stand up and be counted. Originalism, count me in. It means what it says. So, Mike, Mr. Vice President, just hang in there. They said we can count on Mike. All of us can count on the Vice President. You're going to do the right thing. You're going to do the constitutional thing. You got a son who flies F-35s. You got a son-in-law who flies F-18s. They're out there flying so that we can get it right here. There are people dying, to my good friend from Illinois, to make sure we have a chance to argue among ourselves. And when it's over, it is over. It is over. The final thing, Joe Biden. I've traveled the world with Joe. I hoped he lost. I prayed he would lose. He won. He's a legitimate president of the United States. I cannot convince people, certain groups, by my words, but I will tell you by my actions, that maybe I, among any, above all others in this body, need to say this. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are lawfully elected and will become the president and the vice president of the United States on January the 20th.
So that was Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina in the U.S. Senate, you know, and in the Constitution of the United States is the amount of electoral college votes that somebody has, the majority wins. Donald Trump couldn't accept that. Maggots couldn't accept that. It went January 6th, the day before the certification, and pissed on the walls of Congress. The shit in the halls of Congress, the broken to Nancy Pelosi and steal her office computer, the threatened AOC, a whole host of them. It's a Josh Harley from Missouri pumping his fist and, you know, they're trying to pump them up and everything. And he ran like a scared little motherfucker out there. I mean, people like him should not be able to run for office again because that's insurrection. That's insurrection. Yep. You know, and a good people in Missouri, if and when he runs again, I don't know if he's running in November, vote him out because Josh Hawley is not a patriot. He is a yellow-bellied coward dog rat bastard.
He's a scum. He's scum.
Yeah. No, scum is too good a description.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. He's below upon scum, really. Really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that fist, I remember that fist very well. It stays glued to my mind, in my mind. I see that fist, and that really pissed me off. It really did upset me. Traitors do that, you know? Traitors do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you want to live in this country as a, you know, as, in a democracy, you cannot be a traitor, and that's all that there is to it.
Exactly.
And these people are traitors. There's no doubt. Absolutely no doubt.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if he's
sad.
Running again. Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah, John Paul is running again, yeah. Yeah,
he's running. Is he running? Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Figure.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he loses.
I doubt it. I mean, Missouri is so split in the middle, it's not funny. Well, we'll see. If he runs in November, I have to check that. I think he's passed to,
One last thing I wanted to say, just a little thing. You know, when Trump spoke at CPAC in August of 22, you know, he said that, do you remember Eric Snowden?
Yes.
Do you remember him? Remember him?
Yes,
exiled to Russia. He exiled to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that, that, you know, Edward Snowden should be executed for what he did. Wow. Does he think that maybe he should be executed as well? I mean, you know, what's good for the Jews is good for the gander.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
He stole documents. Yeah, and
yes,
he stole a document.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it can't be found. Where is it? Donald Trump. So if Snowden should be executed, how about you, you bastard?
Yes.
You orange mango Mussolini bastard.
Yeah. So this is what he said.
Gotta hear
Trump,
this man.
And I quote, there should be a death penalty for WikiLeaks. Snowden should be executed. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
eat your words, Donald Trump, because you should be executed as well, if that's how you feel. So go stand in the middle of go stand in New York and go on your escalator there, or your elevator, your escalator, and let them shoot your ass down because that's what needs to be done.
mm-hmm. Oh, so he was talking about Hillary's emails and how this was like a year ago, like, you know, how she mishandled it and put people in jeopardy and what have you. Investigated Hillary four times, testified 14 hours in front of Congress, absolutely nothing.
I remember.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, so he has no authority to judge Hillary Clinton nor say anything about Snowden or anything, because he's just a lecherous, lying, manipulative, narcissistic, ego-driven bastard who should be buried under the prison.
Yeah, he just pushes buttons and, you know, like you said before, he gaslights and, you know, I don't even know if he even understands or means what he says or believes what he says. He just outs with it. And, you know, to make comments like that, they come back to bite you. They really do come back to bite you. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said,
we'll have a couple minutes left. And I want to play this clip. It was like 1 year after the January 6th insurrection. And CNN, when I had integrity, spoke with MAGA supporters and asked them about the insurrection. And Trump supporters blame insurrection on everyone else but Donald Trump. And here it is.
Take a look.
January 6th attack was not the Republicans nor Trump. It was the Democrats were behind it all. They're the ones that caused it all.
Do you really believe that?
I know it. And there is no way that a Republican would act that way. And there is no way that Trump had anything to do with what happened on January 6th.
Well, what about all the Trump supporters that have been charged and indicted?
Because it's all Democratic judges and people.
You see, that's so stupid. That's so goddamn stupid.
I know.
MAGA.
I know. They have everything backwards, you know? Everything backwards.
What?
You know,
why would they force
left
an election
right,
that they
right
won?
Left. I know, they don't
exactly.
live in reality.
Yeah, alternate facts, alternate universe. Let's listen to some more creators of right-wing Trump fascist Republicans.
You said the whole thing yourself. You don't really believe that, do you?
I do. Because Trump won the election. They've proven it over and over again.
I really don't think Trump had much to do with it. People that were supporters for him, some were involved, but I think they were enticed by the FBI and by you know, undercover agents.
When I spoke to Trump supporters here in Washington on January 6th, most were in denial about the results of the 2020 election.
Do you accept that Biden won the election?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. I think we should have gone on in and yanked our senators out by the hair of the head and drug them out and said, no more.
I'm absolutely stand behind 100% what happened here today. 1,000%. It's terrible how this election was stolen.
Federal prosecutors have charged more than 700 people in connection with the Capitol riots and repeatedly documented the rioters' support for President Trump. But some people in right-wing media have pushed the dangerous idea that it was all an FBI plot.
And I hear the FBI know that the FBI is part of the problem.
Oh, yeah.
And FBI is just in front of everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, aren't they supposed to be backing the blue, saying, you know, we're a law enforcement party, what have you. Republicans are maggots, are full of shit. Donald Trump is full of shit, and he's going to go down soon. Anyway, well, time to wrap up. This is David Franklin in New Mexico.
And Lori Pickup from Michigan. Everyone have a good night, and vote blue November the 8th, and we'll see you on Thursday. Bye now.
Thank you.